And we now go live to the Honduras. Or is it just Honduras? Come on, Groobs.
I think it's just Honduras.
Leave the guy alone. He is our leader. We miss him so very much. He is Sports Sturm.
Hey now.
Bob.
Yay.
Sports Sturm.
Robert. Arnold. Bob.
Hold on. Listen. Hold on. I'm going to hold the phone up, okay? Ready?
Go.
Oh, they just changed the song. Did you hear that?
No.
What song was it?
We had Black Eyed Peas. Tonight's going to be a good night.
Is that the number one song in Honduras?
I don't know.
Is it still Lombada?
Really, so I come to you today from an authentic location right on the coast of Roatan, where just moments ago I emerged from the ocean, having pulled off one of the great snorkeling performances of recent history. The Islanders were so very impressed. But now the children are hungry, and in order to get them food, and I won't lie, me a little food as well. I mean, snorkeling is very taxing. Looking at fish at various depths can really work up an appetite. But in order to get the food, you have to then head to the pool area. And the pool area has been sadly transformed into spring break 2011. And if there's any scene
that sucks,
that you know does not go well with me, spring break party scene, even when I was that age, but now at nearly 40, I really have zero use for the youth of the world all congregating for Jaeger bombs and club music.
But
that's where you got to go today, right?
A lot of bikini girls down there. They're having a good time. I didn't know that was a spring break destination spot.
Well, especially given that it's September, but apparently... people in bikinis and... I don't know what's the male equivalent.
A Speedo.
Short? I don't know. It's just like Jersey Shore is broken out here in Roatan. Put it that way.
I picture you looking like Tom Hanks after he was stuck on the island for a year and had to hunt for his own food, and he's lean and tan.
Straw hat.
Yeah, are you similar?
It's weird. You know, I feel like I have to be losing some weight. By the same token, I haven't been running at all, which is the first time I've taken a break from running since Maddie was born 9 years ago. So it might be counterbalancing. So I'm not sure I'm actually losing weight, but I am not taming the beard. So you will see the authentic, I very, very much doubt Kimball Slice beard and when I get back. But this last week, I have to tell you, last week when I called you, I got several reports from listeners that said I sounded very beaten down and pathetic. And this week, on many levels, has been the most ridiculous week ever, just because there's nothing like this place. This is insane. I've rented a car on this island, and the best I could do, Donovan will get this reference. I'm not sure Dan will, and as far as Ducey or anyone else, I'm totally working out of that here, but it's like I've been in one big Fuji's video for like the last week. And driving downtown, Guantanamera starts playing in my head. And I mean, there's one road on the island, and dude, I'm telling you, it's right out of a video game. Like, there's stray dogs and three people on a bike, and just people walking in the middle of the road, and cab honking at you. I mean, very unsettling if you've only been driving to Louisville. I can tell you that.
Hey, Bob, this is Mike Ducey from Fox 4. How are you? I've been sitting in this
Mike,
week.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. And
I'm a big fan of Ducey's doozies, by the way.
Well, I appreciate that. Did you hear the doozies that were just counted down before you came on the broadcast here? Is that what you're referring to, or the actual video doozies that we show on Fox 4?
Well, that's not bogged down. I've been, like I said, at the bottom of the ocean pulling off some world-class snorkeling, so I did not hear the last segment. But the reviews down here, everyone has their thumbs up, so I'm guessing it went very well.
Well, it's good to hear that all of the stereotypes you had going in have been reinforced down there.
Dude.
That's kind of the gist of this report today, I think.
So you were in Honduras... And government red tape makes you go to this island, which is just off the coast of Honduras, which is, I guess, a resort-type area. For weeks at a time. Last week, you had just landed there and panned it, saying, if this is paradise, I can't remember the analogy you made. It was hilarious, though, but... So now you're reversing field. You're going to 180. This is great. Or is it just great compared to being in Honduras where the Burger King playground is the nicest place in the whole city?
Wow, that's a great question right there. I think you've worked your way around the quandary perfectly that it's either really, really awesome or it is day 19 of being away from home with really no finish line in sight. I don't want to lie to anyone. And I know it's probably way more entertaining if I sound beat down. But I do have to tell you, the last 7 days have been quite wonderful. We were at this resort until Wednesday, and we kind of got kicked out because there's a giant fishing tournament. Okay, so they didn't have any vacancies. So then, as fate would have it, a good P1 by the name of Kevin and his wonderful wife Darlene have a place down here. Okay, now it's out in it's not. It's
nice.
Not at the, what's that?
It's not nice?
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble hearing you. I'm going to leave the club area here, and I'm going to attempt to find a place where I can actually hear you guys talk back to me, and therefore we could probably have a conversation. Okay. Now, what was that question?
We hate to interrupt the snorkeling.
Yeah. right.
Tell Snooki to hang on just a second. You'll get back to her in a minute.
The wet t-shirt contest will have to wait.
Tom was just making a joke. Go on with your description of.
So we left the premises on Wednesday, when I found out we had to clear this resort for 4 days, I was scrambling looking for help, and a P1 heard my problems a couple weeks ago, I'm not sure. You know what? He heard I was going to Roatan and offered up his place. I thought. As nice as his place probably will be, I need to keep my kids at a resort to keep them amused as much as possible, as opposed to the isolation of a private residence out in the middle of what might be described as nowhere. And so I ended up having to leave this place on Wednesday, this place that I'm currently at, which is a whole different story. But we've been living at this guy's house the last two nights, and we have two more nights there, and he's a P1, and I think he lives in, I don't know, Euless or something like that, and he has a place down here. And so he actually contacted me after my visit with you last week. So we went out there, and it's really weird, because like I said, it's like a Fuji's video in the town. With just you feel like you're, I don't know, Jamaica, Haiti, Cuba, I don't know, somewhere not Honduras. And then when you go out into the country, it's every bit of an Indiana Jones setup with the jungle, and I swear I've seen monkeys. I have.
You just seen monkeys in a tree? You just saw a monkey?
Yeah. Yes.
That's awesome.
I've seen monkeys.
I want to be somewhere where you just might randomly see a monkey.
Now, along with the Indiana Jones decor, please know that merely waking up in the morning will cause you to break a sweat. Everywhere it's not Texas 106, but it's just that jungle. I don't know, is it humidity? I don't know the weather condition. All I know is you constantly sweat, and you constantly sweat everywhere doing everything. And then, without a warning, here comes the biggest rainstorm you've ever seen. And it seems like a foot of water falls in 7 minutes, and then it clears off, and everyone starts going crazy again, jumping back in the ocean or doing whatever they do here. So it's weird, man. It's this is the most memorable, ridiculous trip ever for about 1,000 reasons, not the least of which to lose sight of that our adoption became legal on Monday, so we have another sperm to announce. And we could even unveil the name if you want.
Let's roll with it.
So what about the Twitter comedy that has alleged that you will name him Aaron or
Aaron or Dirk?
Yeah, what
or,
are
uh, some other real...
DriverSelect.com?
Yeah, DriverSelect.com.
There's like this stereotype, and I don't like it, that I'm so shallow that I would name a child after an athlete or like get a tattoo of a sports team on my arm. I just think that's hurtful.
That's wrong to be painting with that brush.
Yes, it's very hurtful. No, the new son who became a Sturm at roughly 3:30 on Monday afternoon back in Tegucigalpa. So, yeah, I went to Roatan, flew back to Tegucigalpa on Sunday, flew back to Roatan on Tuesday. And these are first world problems. So anyway, yeah, it's my boy's name, I'm happy to report, is...
And you didn't name him, right? You're just revealing it now.
No, we didn't name him, and we're going to get accused of this because this is not a very Honduran-sounding name. People in Honduras give us a double take, like, wow, you changed his name, didn't you? And we're like, no, I can show you his birth certificate to prove that we didn't do this.
What is it?
It's Justin.
Justin?
Wow.
Yeah. It's the most Flower Mountain-sounding name in the world, right?
And they named him Justin. I mean, did you ask for any rationale?
To say they, I mean, what do you mean? His mother or his birth mother, I believe, whoever brought him to this earth assigned.
Oh, named him Justin. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Now we may tinker with the spelling a little bit to make his life slightly easier, but yeah, it's Justin.
How old is he, Bob?
He is 5. Although that's kind of a weird story, and you know, I don't. I certainly don't want to be insensitive to his, you know, I read a lot of books about adoption, and they say, you know, obviously his story is his story, so to reveal all of the details is perhaps airing his laundry that he would regret down the road, but I do think he would be comfortable. I think older Justin would be fine with me revealing that he thinks he's 4. And so at some point here, we're going to have a birthday party for him to catch him up.
Huh.
Because he actually turned 5 back in June, but I don't think anyone told him, which is sad in and of itself.
Wow.
But I don't know. Do you think a 5-year-old is sharp enough to catch that you had a birthday party in September and then another one back in June? Do you think?
No. I think that's a good idea. Yeah.
So we're going to get him caught up here with probably a birthday party in Honduras before we come home to catch him up to his actual age, which is really weird. You can't explain this, right? Yeah, I mean, very few people encounter problems where one of their children are old enough to know what a birthday is, old enough to answer how old are you, but they got the answer wrong because no one told them the right answer.
Mm.
And so we have to catch him up on his age here in the next week or two, and then his actual birthday, according to his papers. Now, Danny Almonte taught us that not every country keeps papers as accurately as others, but that was a Little League World Series joke.
Got it.
And so we are under the impression his birthday is actually in June, according to his papers. So, and starting in 2012, he'll have a June birthday, just like his pops. So,
what is the timetable for the return of Sparks
Sturm? Well, I'd like to tell you good news. I mean, the adoption is finalized. Now the problem is he can't leave the country until we get a lot of things done, and it's just been. Even the slide some money under the table bit has not worked out because yesterday was Honduran Independence Day.
You know what? Someone email me info on this that, hey, Bob's about to get shut down for a week because they shut down all the government offices for this stuff, right?
At least Thursday and Friday of this week. I hope that early next week people are ready to take payoffs so we can move this thing along. But really, from the time we adopted him on Monday and then came back to Roatan until mid-next week, I'm not sure anything's going to get moved along except my insanity and my beard.
You know, while you still have the ocean dripping off of you and you still have your snorkel in hand, you're doing a very good job of acting upset that you can't come back to work.
I have to, you know how I roll. And you know that the fact that I have not broken down with great detail Cowboys and Jets yet makes me insane.
I did watch it live.
And it was nice enough for many P1s to take runs at me and blame me for Romo throwing a late interception. Because I think we stopped calling him a Jedi after his Philadelphia locker room bit. So the fact that 3 years later we're still hearing sarcastic, oh, is he still a Jedi? That, the clock has expired on that. You're not allowed to say that anymore. So everyone stop. That'll make them stop, right?
Right. Are the Honduran people calling for John Kitna to take over at this point?
They seem extremely tuned out on the NFL. We always talk about where the NFL could expand and that it's taking over the world. It's certainly not going south. They seem quite content with their soccer, and they like baseball. I was at the Tegucigalpa Chili's.
That's a nice one.
And actually, comparatively speaking, but they had the Dodgers Nationals on. Now, I can't tell you the whole place was locked in, but it was, you know, they seem to like American baseball down here, but football, they're not real worried about things. So Tuesday, and I tweeted this, and I hope you guys got a chance to look at the picture. If not, I haven't really tweeted anything this week because in the last couple of days, Kevin, I'm staying at his place. Everything's great. I just can't get the internet to work. So I've been totally internet dark, and you know what that does to me over the last couple of days. So we're working on it. It may or may not happen. And
no you porn?
No you porn.
No Usted porn?
Now, thankfully,
thank you.
Usted. Thankfully, I was able to download this week's Sons of Anarchy and Breaking Bad onto iTunes, which is wonderful. So I'm all caught up on.
Jeez, how long would that take? You know how long it takes when you have a high speed connection.
Well, at this resort, I was fine. I had I could watch my sling box and everything.
Oh, okay,
that was good. But on Wednesday, I went to this dude's house, and all I had was stuff that, you know, was on my computer already. So
all right, so if I can read between the lines here, Bob is putting out the call for a P1 who has a place with higher speed internet.
Yes. No. Kevin's awesome. His house is great. Like I said, there's monkeys and parrots and crabs all over the place, you know, running around.
Don't get those, Bob.
Not those crabs.
Oh, okay.
And you know, it's awesome. We're right on the ocean. We're loving life. We're high fiving, but from a Twitter standpoint, I'm not as locked in this week to the world as everyone else, or from an internet standpoint. Anyway, if you scroll back to Tuesday, which is only probably a few tweets back on Sports Term, you can see this plane we flew. Now, we flew commercially from Tegucigalpa to a place called La Ceiba. La Ceiba is a little coastal town, home of FC Dallas great Marvin Chavez, by the way, Dan, so that's how you know the city.
Oh, yeah.
But we stopped there, and our connection was we were going to miss our connecting flight to Roatan. Now, Roatan is a 15-minute flight or a three-hour ferry ride or something like that, and they say that you don't want to take the ferry if you are not if you don't have sea legs. They could be very difficult on your person. So we got to the airport, and of course no one at the airport spoke English, and you know, my Spanish is better than it's ever been, but let's be honest, that still isn't going to help me in a foreign land sort out how to find a new flight and all that sort of thing. So, long story longer, they said, okay, basically in their Spanish way, they said, all right, all you that missed this flight, we have a plane for you. Now, I don't know if this was a scheduled flight or something they just threw together, but dude, and look at the picture. I'm in the last row on the airplane, and it's a four-row airplane. It holds 12 people. And that was, it was one of those, the pilot and the co-pilot are in the first row, and then I'm in the fourth row, and that's the end, the back of the plane. And that's what my commercial flight was from La Ceiba to Roatan, was just the smallest plane. I mean,
so not with the family, yeah, just you alone?
No. Well, no, Maddie and Brett were already here.
Okay.
We left them with their uncle and their aunt, who are actually here at the same resort helping us out.
Oh, really?
Time of,
Yeah, they came down. They said, "Hey, let's take our vacation down there while you guys are there." And
what is Sally's brothers or what?
Yeah, Sally's brother Renee. You know him, right?
That's cool. Yeah, Renee, the dude named Renee. Yeah.
Yeah, and so so they kept Maddie and Brett when we went back to Tegucigalpa to get sworn in with our new little guy Justin.
You know what that means too. That's cool that they showed up. But they not if they didn't before, the lifetime pass to vacation at Sturm's house has been renewed because...
Oh, for sure.
That's got to be a big help, though, to have them there.
The biggest. Now, they're leaving tomorrow, and we'll stay on the island until, I think, Wednesday, and then we'll go back to Tegucigalpa, and hopefully we'll be at the U.S. Embassy shortly thereafter. And once we get to the U.S. Embassy, we feel like we'll be a week away, so... If I were to tell you, when will I be back, I think we will be forced to do two more of these episodes, and then I think I can, I don't think we'll have three more episodes. So if we have a date here to meet every Friday, like we have for now three straight Fridays, I'm pretty sure we'll get to five, and I don't think we'll have to get to six.
Well, we got a lot booked for next week. I'm not sure we'll fit you in. All right. We'll see if we can fit you in next Friday.
I don't know. I looked at the numbers, and this segment's doing very well, I see. So I...
Well, we'll see. We definitely will see. How are your kids... this has been a ongoing storyline, the kids getting along with the new sibling.
Work in progress, dude. I'm not going to lie. It's a work in progress because I think Brett really enjoyed his place in this world as the youngest, who is babied and gets all the attention, and every time he learns a new trick, the whole house stops and, gravitates to him. And now he sees that mom and dad are putting in gigantic amounts of time with the new little guy, Justin. And so, for instance, Justin has expanded his English vocabulary to, I think, about five words now, including okay. So I hope okay can be qualified as a word. And, Brett is feeling a little ignored. He feels like his pedestal has been taken away a little bit. And, I think he's worried that, dad won't be hanging out with him as much. And so, it's weird. It happens in every family when you have a baby. But, it's a two-year-old losing to the newborn or whatever. But when you have a kid who's almost seven and then a new kid who's five, who, of course, thinks he's four, shows up on the scene, it changes the dynamic. And then you got the language barrier, so we'd like to think that Spider-Man and Transformers and Legos and Star Wars can bring all kids together. But apparently it would help if they could communicate on some level. So, it's a work in progress, dude. When we get Justin back to the States, I'll try to stop speaking Spanglish to him and just go with English because all the books, as I reference all the books again, they say that if everyone just speaks English to him, a kid that age will figure out his new language and nothing flat. And I hope they're all right because he's got a ways to go at this point. His mom and Brett and Maddie can't really say anything to him. And so I'm the interpreter, as weird as that sounds. And, you saw me with Vladdy. So it's a work, he's a great kid. All my kids are real friendly and nice and easy to get along with, but we're going through phases where Brett and Maddie want to be back at school and back in their bedrooms and back, at their nice silver spoon clad lives. And, Justin's never been on an airplane or in water except to take a bath, until this week. So now he's had six plane rides already, and he's been in the ocean all week. So we're way further down the road than we were 1 week ago, but we've got about a trillion miles to go, and that's just how it rolls, I think.
Here's a piece of show news. Tell me if this shocks you. The guest booking league will end next week,
Yeah?
And just revealed today, the bomb dropped on the show today is Sean can't participate in the payoff. Because he'll be out of town, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Well, then switch it to a Mavs game or something.
Or a Stars game behind the bench, so people can see us.
Well, maybe we'll make it one for Sean and the other one for the other guys.
Are you kidding me?
I thought you'd enjoy that.
That's good. Thank you very much. And I hear I'm really out of touch on everything. I saw the Cowboys game live, but as far as any news around the team, I'm kind of lost. I saw the Packer game live, but that's it. And Rangers, I'm seeing the occasional score with the Stars. I think they're getting sold, but that's, I don't know, are we any closer to that?
Yeah, theoretically closer, but, you know, it's like they filed bankruptcy and they have to go to bankruptcy court now, just like the Rangers thing. So,
no, I did hear that the Mavs are still NBA champions, right?
That's right. That is correct. Los Mavs.
I did get one tweet off yesterday. Did you see the Portland Deadlift Shrimps jersey?
Did see that.
No.
I love that's that had to be the most random thing ever.
I saw a Green Bay Sterling Sharp jersey and a Portland Deadlift Shrimp yesterday. So
how about,
thought,
oh, okay.
Now, are you looking for the T-shirts that were made for the other champions that are sent to other countries?
I haven't spotted any of those.
You haven't spotted a Mavericks 06 title shirt yet?
I wish I would find one, but I can't. So they must have gone to a different island.
Sarah Palin slept with Glenn Rice when they were in college?
Can we prove this, or is this dead spin?
He's confirmed it. Glenn Rice.
He confirmed it, really?
Yeah, he said he knocked that out.
Wow. That's pretty awesome.
It is kind of awesome. We haven't really even talked about it on the show. How about that? That's how much content we've had, Bob.
Sounds like you guys are doing great.
How could we not? You know, this is this reminds me, though, it's the, if you remember the Andy Griffith episode. Now I'm talking your language, right, Deuce?
Yeah, thanks.
Deucey hasn't watched one show we've seen, ever.
I'm thinking, you know, I don't watch any of these shows, and Bob is figuring out a way to watch them in Honduras.
Yeah, Bob's more caught up than you.
Oh, well.
The Aunt B episode, if you remember this episode, where Aunt B had to go away for a few days, maybe even a whole weekend. And, the house was just a wreck when she was on her way back. She was hours away from returning, and the house was an absolute wreck. So they cleaned up the house really, really nice. And when she got back, or she was about to get back, and it struck both Opie and Andy that she'll think, hey, we don't even need her. And then they looked at each other and thought, oh, my gosh. So then they messed up the house. They dirtied the dishes. They threw the clothes all over the floor so that when she walked in, she'd say, oh, you guys can't live without me. So that's what we have to throw that out there for Bob. That,
take my word for it, Bob. After me sitting in for a week, there's no doubt about it. You're needed.
Yeah.
Okay, let's put it that way.
Man, I get like one or two emails a day asking, did I miss something or did you stop blogging about the Cowboys? And so it's really weird how people tangentially follow either me or us or however it is that. That some guy woke up yesterday and saw that I had not decoded Jason Garrett's offense or anything for this past week, and that was the first time, he missed me. So it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of a fun little experiment to go away and see if anyone gives a rip. And of course you find out quite quickly, as we all do, that the world keeps spinning, whether you're there or not. So as badly as I want to be back, and I want you to know that, and you do know that, Dan, but for anyone else who thinks, Bob's living it up snorkeling. Well, yes, I am. Yes, I am for this week. But I would trade it all in to talk about whether or not those 49ers are going down on Sunday.
Well, you're sports sturm.
Yeah, dude. I need to get back. This iTunes thing. I know it's a pretty big deal, Dan. But why? Like, why would the NFL not put whole games on iTunes? Like, it's unbelievable technology.
Can you watch them all on NFL.com with our Game Pass?
Well, no, because my Game Pass only works domestically, so I have to buy another international one if I want to. So I'm a little stubborn, so I just watch it on Slingbox and deal with the occasional buffer on the Internet stream. And then, of course, when I stay at a place without Internet, then I just go without. But you know what? There's so much, this is going to sound weird, but there's so much involved into this trip is from a dad standpoint, from logistics to being dad to playing to taking a constant entertainment, constant logistics, constant calls about paperwork that I'm telling you, back in, I don't know, February when I told you that I was going to be doing this and I was going to leave the show for 4 to 6 weeks, I remember saying to you, you know, I could try to do the show down here. And I don't know what that means, but I'm willing to try to find a radio studio and try to do it down here. And we finally came to the conclusion that that would be ridiculous. There would be a 5-second delay between everything we say. I would, you know, it just wouldn't work for a million reasons, not the least of which is there aren't radio studios all over Honduras. It just logistically it wouldn't make any sense. But I'm telling you, I don't know how it could be done that way. I don't think by the time the kids go down at 8 o'clock at night and they all get up about 6:30 every morning. So it's fun. Don't get me wrong. We're in the ocean, we're snorkeling, or we're playing the Wii or we're doing something. But this, I've been dad, you know, and I work a lot and you do too, and all of us do. But I've been plugged in dad for more hours on this trip than I probably have been since my kids were born. And that might be really sad, but I might get 2 hours a day normally. Well, I'm doing 15, 16 hours. So by 8:30 when they're asleep, dude, I'm going to sleep too. I got nothing left in the tank. I couldn't possibly watch a Cowboys game or yesterday we actually had ESPN at Kevin's house. And there's LSU and Mississippi State. Now, Sports Term, that guy we used to know, and maybe we'll meet him again soon, he would turn on LSU and Mississippi State on a Thursday night and say, let's go, it's an SEC game, let's watch some football. Dude, I looked at it and turned it off and went to sleep. There's just nothing, man. This parenting thing is really tiring.
What if this changes you so much?
Really.
Yeah, what if this changes you and you come back and
Mr. Mom.
You just want to do segments on kids and how to raise them correctly. And
it sounds to me like he's ready to get back to being less of a dad than he is now, really.
It's like the year Babe took off to spend more time with his family out of the Cowboys booth.
And then he went right back. He's like, man, F this family stuff.
Like,
this
is not what fine.
It's all cracked up to be.
Let's,
we all love our kids, right? Isn't it awesome to go to work?
Right. Keep them fresh, right?
Right. Distance makes the heart grow fonder. And further, now, and this may not play into our shtick very well, but the stay-at-home mom, let's be honest, now that I'm trying that out, I guess, they can have it. And, you know, if Oprah wants to do a show once a year that says stay-at-home mom should make 120 grand or whatever the number is, since it's not a real number anyway, let's just say it's fine. You know what?
Sure. Okay.
If you want to play blocks and draw with crayons help another injured, another fake injury as one of your kids is selling and knocking their knee on a bedpost, like to the ref at the World Cup or something like that. You know what? Go ahead. And I'll sleep in at 4 o'clock, and we'll hang out till 7, and then I'll go back to work in the morning. That seems... this experience may change me. It absolutely will. There's no way around it. And I'm thrilled to adopt and thrilled to have a family of five now and all that sort of thing. As we explained to Justin that now in Estados Unidos, you're going to have to wear a seatbelt, buddy. And so he's all prepared. We're starting to break him into the idea that you can't be standing in the car at all times and, you know, just doing everything that, you know, Central American kids do without any sort of problem.
Surfing.
You know, it's just, what's that?
No, go ahead. Just something funny, really funny, I said.
But, you know, it's just, it's all good. I'm happy I'm doing it. I'll be happy when it's over, which I think we're probably 2, maybe 2.5 weeks from being done. And then we can go on with our lives and maybe I'll be a little bit wiser for doing this. I don't know. But, if nothing else, I've driven in Roatan, which is crazy. I've been snorkeling in some of the most. You guys have never snorkeled, have you?
No.
Yeah, but we're gonna have. I hate to do this, but we're gonna have to talk about it next week.
Okay, we're late, right? What time is it?
Now it's
really late.
2:51.
Oh wow!
So, but it's been riveting, right. I think. So.
Well, sorry, Kat. My bad. I'll take the blame for this one.
Okay, man. Well, we appreciate it. We can't wait for Sports Term to get back.
Love you guys.
Good luck, Bob.
All right, man.
Bye, Bob.
There he goes.
Later.
Bye, Bob.
Bye, Bob.
That's Bob Sturm in Honduras.
B!
Where he is adopting. Or he has adopted a young son, Justin, and just got to get through the government red tape to get his son out of the country.